in a universe where life does not end at death. We explore the infinite possibilities forged by our very minds. Welcome to Arthadian Anthologies. Greetings, fellow travelers and storytellers. Welcome to a Reborn in Power series featuring the Champion of Venus, Kina Jolanth. Follow along as you learn how she is captured and how she uses the power of the Champion to break free from her chains. As you see before you, hangar bays begin to open up in the middle of space as you're piloting your vessel forward. You begin to hear your ship going to land in the hangar bay. And you see Quive is sitting next to you, kind of looking at you. And you also see outside several command officers who are basically helping guide you to the hangar and locking your ship in place. You, Miss Kina Jolanth, have just landed on the Fleet Titan barricade. Outside, you see that there are, like, hundreds of people walking around, going about their business. But they're all command officials, command officers. And as you officially land and you hear the anchors kind of lock into place, you hear the door behind you to the cockpit opens up, and in comes Commander Azla. She looks at you. All right. It's time to go and meet with the Admiral and bring a corps up there, and hopefully we can get off this Titan and go over to the 405th Legion.
I nod.
All right, let's go. And you see she turns around, Quive looks over, is like, she really wants to go over to the Grand Admiral's Legion. And you see he stands up, is like, I mean, I don't really care where we go, as long as we stick together, right? Isn't that what squads are all about?
Yeah.
Okay. And you see he walks through the door.
Okay, I'm going to lock up or turn off the ship.
Yep, you turn off the ship. And as you go over to the spacecraft door, you see a Quor is in front of Viken, who is keeping an eye on him, as Azla looks over, like, all right, a Quor, thank you for telling us what you have explained. I'm sorry that this has happened to you. Oh, it is not your fault or anything. I just hope I can recover what I have lost.
And Viking's like,
yeah.
All right. Let's move out, yeah?
Indeed. The door opens up into the cosmic station. As you begin to walk through, you see Asla kind of motioning through, and you see a ship manifest officer comes up. It's like,
hello, Commander.
Yes?
Just need to check a few things from you. What was your mission?
We were to go on a rescue op to rescue a core light.
Understood. All right, Admiral Optina would like to see you in her chambers at once. Bring a core light, Commander and Champion only.
That's going to be a problem.
Why is that?
We're a squad, aren't we? I look over at Asla.
Asla's like, this is true. We would like everyone to be there.
I'm no different than them.
Yes, but the Admiral specifically requested only those three. If need be, you're going to need to take it up with her when you get there. Understood? I'm the messenger. That's it. What do you...
If she's not going to sound, no problem.
Commander is like, understood.
All right.
And you... You go and... Head out. Head over to the elevator. And as you get to the elevator, the elevator door opens up as everyone kind of gets inside, and the door closes up, and you see Asla presses on the button and then scans her codex, and you see Quive is looking around. Viking is just like, you know, we don't need to go in, right? I'd like to not go in. And Akor looks over, is analyzing the
dynamic,
the dynamic in this squadron. And Asla says, we all know what Akor has explained. We have all heard it. We should all be present.
And Viking's like,
Quive's like, I would like to be present, yes. I mean, that would be nice to, you know, learn what I can about, or at least be on the same page, you know.
I nod at him.
At Quive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you nod at Quive. And as the elevator moves upward, you hear in your head, I take it that you are someone important. Sounds like a Quar's voice. Do you respond?
Yeah, I'm gonna say. I'm the champion, but I'm no different than my other fellow operatives, and I keep being treated as such, and it's annoying.
Why do you think that is? And then the door opens up, and you guys begin to walk over to what looks like a larger door. And the commander looks back and is like, I'll go in alone first and see what I could do. All right? Viking, you stay here. And Viking's like,
okay, Commander.
As the doors open up and close, Cor just stands there, bound up.
I say back to him, what do you mean? Like I just said, because I'm the champion.
But you see a Cor just like stare at you, and Clive is just looking between the two of you, but everyone's just not talking, and you hear Viking go and
look away from him if he's gonna respond to me. Yeah, I'm not gonna make it obvious that we're talking.
Well, he says, but just because you are the champion doesn't make you any different. Even Corkman should realize that, which means that they have another motive behind why they treat you different. Have you picked up on anything?
Anything as in?
Any reason why you are so important to them. If you don't need it, if you don't want to tell me, then don't. I just, hearing that, and your irritation with it, there must be a reason. Keep your eyes peeled, please. And the door opens back up. You see Asla motion everyone in. And everyone walks inside. And the door closes. And as you stand there in the presence of Admiral Optinamize, you see her behind her desk as everyone walks up. Viking is just kind of like looking up. Looking around, seems very not.
Why does he act like he doesn't want to be here when he earned this?
He doesn't want to be in this place right now. And the commander is standing there. Clive is also like standing there. He's very excited and you see a Cor is waiting, and Optina stands up, walks around the desk, and looks at Akor.
It's great to have you back, Sage Akor Light.
And Akor looks up, is like,
glad to be back. Hopefully your rescue was up to par with how you envision Cor Kaman being. This squadron was rather quick, I would say. And efficient.
That's good to hear. Commander?
Yes, Admiral.
Please. Report. And you see Optina lean back. And Commander Asla.
Upon getting to our designated coordinates, we infiltrated into the counter-command outpost. Once we were inside, we encountered several counter-command officers. Mm-hmm. And one Nugonian. The Nugonian was studying or experimenting on a core light, but we weren't able to capture any of them. But the Nugonian was able to probe and control our enforcer, Viking, here. Viking? Can you please explain to the Admiral what you thought?
Yes, Commander. I experienced some kind of prickling sensation in my mind.
Yes, I have done some research on probing. Did this mental probe give you any visions or anything?
Not a vision. Oh, it was more like a... like something attached itself. Like a tether to my brain, and then it detached itself. But it's like if you press on something so hard and you can see the indentation of your own hand on it. It feels like that, I would say.
Interesting. Admiral, we were wanting to see if a core could actually assist us in potentially probing our enforcer here and seeing if anything changed, if they maybe placed some kind of seed in his mind or something that will potentially control him again later on, or do something that will affect us. Observant. I approve this. Take your enforcer, Viking, down to the med bay, and we will have our own Nugonian operative probe into his mind.
And of course, like, I would like to do so if I may.
Akor, we want to make sure that you are safe and that you are well rested. And
as she says this, Akor just kind of stares at her like,
I did rest on the ship on the way here. I feel up to task in probing Viking here.
I'm gonna say, if I may, Admiral, he does have the best experience with the other fellow, with the other Nugonian that probed Viking, so maybe he can see something that someone else wouldn't be able to.
Roll an influence check, please.
Okay. If that means sense. That's, don't know if that was what I was trying to say. Critical, so...
Oh, dang.
17
total?
Yeah, but crit.
So. Yeah, okay. okay. As you say this, she looks at it over and is like,
you make a good point, champion.
And she looks over at Akor. It's like,
very well, but I would like to be present during the probing.
And Akor is like, present as in just inside the same room?
Present as in I would like to be present in the probing. Understood, Admiral.
Should we just do it now?
No, we should go to the med bay, make sure that his vitals are watched carefully.
Of course.
And she's like, but I do have a few other things I need to get done. Will this be... Is this so important, Enforcer, that it needs to be done as soon as possible? And you see the commander is like, Admiral, it would be helpful if we got this done now. Let me ask the Enforcer.
And you see Viking looks over at the commander. Asla gives him a look. And he looks over at Akor. And then at you. And he looks at the Admiral.
Poor Quiet.
Personally, I don't think it's that big of a deal, and I kind of don't want to be probed. And Asla is like, but if the thing could control me again, even though it's dead, or it planted something in my mind, I would want it out. And the feeling still lingers. I just don't want it to continue to linger. So if you can get that lingering sensation out of my head without probing me, that'd be what I want. And the Admiral, it's like,
Very well. Enforcer Viking, head over to the med bay. Have them do scans on your brain. We will see what we can find without probing into your mind. If we cannot find anything, and this continues, then probing will be our last resort. Understand?
Yes, Admiral. Thank you.
And Azla's like, all right, anything else you need from us, Admiral? Not at the moment. Feel free to go about your business, and we will contact you when everything is situated with Enforcer Viking here, and also about your next mission directive when the time comes. Admiral, if I may, you said before that there's a potential chance that we could be transferred. I did. And I would be speaking to the Grand Admiral. That is one of my to-dos. You have done a great service bringing Core Light back here. You are dismissed.
And she nods. Everyone begins to head out.
May I speak to the champion privately?
Ken.
And Commander Asla looks over towards you and sees to checks to see what you want. What do you do?
Did she say that, or she?
No, she's looking at you to see what you want.
Okay. Very well, then.
And Commander Adela kind of looks down, and then, I'll wait for you outside. And you see she goes over to the door opens up, closes.
Does Aqua Light look at me?
Aqua Light does look at you, and kind of gives you a wink with one of his eyes as it kind of, and then he heads out as well. Everyone is out of the chamber. Champion. Tell me, how was your first mission?
It was fine. It went as expected.
As expected?
Well, we succeeded in our mission.
Did anything occur out there that you as the champion would be the only one to notice?
No. Unfortunately not. I didn't go through with it. We didn't go through with it.
No, okay.
Right? We didn't, no.
Any visions?
None that would have been allowed to occur. We were... had to move fast. Why?
I must receive a full report about your process as a champion. It is something I need to speak to the Grand Admiral about.
Has he asked you and tasked you with doing so?
It's more like...
Or is it personal?
It is a task.
I nod.
Anything?
Unfortunately not.
Roll deception check.
What? We didn't really go through with it, right? It was just a feeling down the hallway.
You did have a conversation with Terax on your way back.
Can't tell me not to tell nobody. Oh, cool. What was I rolling? Deception?
Mm-hmm.
6.
Six. She looks at you and she smiles at you. Very well. You are dismissed. What do? You leave?
I'm gonna go to turn around.
Okay, you turn around.
And then I'm gonna stop and like look back.
Uh-huh.
Like, can I ask a question, if I may?
Of course.
Why is the Grand Admiral and other people so interested in what I might see? Because I don't like being treated different than my other operatives.
We understand. The champion has... the previous champion and the one before that as well
they were a part of Core Command, and they received very classified intel that if you got the those memories and you were captured by Counter Command, let's just say you are very important to keeping everything intact. I cannot specify exactly what you would find out. But when you do, it is imperative that you inform any of us officials in Core Command.
Does that mean I'd be taken out of the field because I'd be potentially compromisable?
No. It just means that you would be further protected and probably assigned to a separate squadron. But that's...
I mean, one that wouldn't be out there, don't you? Stuck on the harbor?
No. No. You'd be assigned to a very specialized squadron. But there's a potential chance that your squadron right now will ascend to that level. If everything goes according to the Grand Admiral's plan. Just so you know, the Grand Admiral assigned your squadron here to barricade specifically because he wants to give your commander a chance to thrive in every facet of Core Command. She is one of the individuals that Grand Admiral is preparing so to speak. But do not inform Azla of this, understood, champion?
Understood.
All right. Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Good. You are dismissed.
You go and you leave. As you see Azla sitting there, it's like she looks up at you.
Hey, if I can. Went to the med bay. Quive followed him there. And Akor also went to the med bay as well.
Good. Still feels like he's a prisoner, huh? Just traded one for another. Just noticed because he was still handcuffed, that's all. Bound.
I'm not sure, but an enforcer did take. Yes, it does feel like that, I guess, because an officer came and took him to the medbay to check up on him. So, what does she want?
The same thing everybody wants from me.
Visions?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Well, should we go, I guess, find a place to relax or something?
Yeah.
And, you guys go through the elevator, heading back down. Where would you like to go?
Is there, like, a lounge, I guess?
Yes, there is. You want to go to the lounge area?
Yeah.
All right, you go over to the lounge. As the door to the elevator opens back up, you enter inside the lounge. You see what looks like a large kind of like kitchen area. People are walking around the different chairs. You see monitors on the walls, showcasing different channels that kind of are, they're featuring like certain, maybe like news stations. You also see there's an entertainment options. And, there are people drinking, having a laugh. All of them are like officers who are wearing like armor and stuff, but they have their helmets off. Eating. And you see Miss Hasla goes over to the kitchen area and goes and grabs a bottle. And she's like, "You want one?"
"Sure, thank you."
Takes it, like, and goes and hands it over to you.
Was it a bottle of, like, beer or wine?
Yeah, it's like a bottle of beer.
Okay.
And you see she goes and takes it and then snaps off the cap. And she begins to drink. "All right, let's go relax, yeah?"
"Cheers."
"Cheers." And as you go to relax, you see another figure. Actually, roll me a perception check.
20.
Mm-hmm. As you're looking around, you see people are chatting, and some of them look over towards you. And then you do overhear like little like whispers saying, "Is that the champion?" "Yeah, I think it is." Most people are prime. There are a few yen, several Rutacon inside here. You do not see any Cantolo. Mm.
Stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, there are sins as well. Probably about like 5 sins inside this. Inside this large lounge area.
Maybe like 100 people?
There's probably like maybe like around 75 people inside here. But they're all kind of like spread out into like different sections into their little cliques. It's kind of hard to tell a clique. Maybe their cliques are mostly squadrons maybe.
Yeah.
Some squadrons maybe like coming together because they've worked together on the field at times. You do notice one person over in a little section corner by themselves. And they are just kind of staring over towards you.
I look over at Asla. "Who's that?" What is it, 9 o'clock? Wherever the person's at, I'm going to say that.
you look over and
you're six.
Yeah, and she She goes and looks that way, like kind of glances a little bit, slides her body around to make sure that it doesn't look like she's like looking. But she goes to check. And she's like, I'm not sure. But they do look like they're a part of some kind of elite squadron.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look over towards them, you can't tell.
Is it one or just multiple people? I thought you said it was one person.
It's one person.
Okay.
But when you look over towards them, they still have their helmet on. Mm. And you can tell that they're looking towards you because their visor on the helmet is basically leveled. Locked
yeah.
straight on you. When you look back, you don't see anyone behind you, so it's not like they're like looking
past me, you yeah.
or anything. But yeah.
I feel like we'll find out who that is soon.
Do you want to go and approach them?
I mean, if you want to.
Let's go see what's going on, huh? And you see she begins to walk over to the corner.
And I'll get up and follow after her, though. Like, I'll walk, like, a pace behind her.
Yeah. As you guys begin to walk over towards this figure, the figure stays seated and stays looking. And then Asla gets up to them, to their basically like little like sofa area. And she looks down and is like, couldn't help but notice that you were staring at my operative. You got something, you want to say? They look away from her and then look towards you as you approach. And Asla looks back, is like, hello? You know, I'm here too, right? And as they look over towards you, you it feels like there's something about this person that is like
familiar or sketchy.
You're not sure. It's almost like they are they're so focused that maybe there's something that they're that's going on
mm-hmm.
behind the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not answering, but he continues to look at you.
Well, I'm Keena Jalanth. This is Commander Asla. Put my hand out to shake his hand. And you must be?
No response.
Is everyone looking at us or no?
No, because people are just kind of going about their business, hanging out. There's a lot of people in here, so it's normal for someone to go over to walk. It's like you're in a club or something like that. You're not, okay. It's not like you're going up and you're going to hit them and like start like a fight kind of thing.
Okay. I'm going to stare back at them. And are you going to introduce yourself?
You see, they keep staring at you and they don't do anything. And they just sit there.
And Asla's like, Asla.
Maybe we should go. Yeah. Or maybe I should go. And she begins to step backward.
No.
She begins to step backward and she looks at you. Is like, go, go, go. And she starts to make motions for you to talk.
Okay, I'll look back at him. Okay. Is there a seat next to him? I'm going to sit down next to him.
There, yeah, I mean, there, the sofa kind of wraps around this table.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a seat next to him. Because he's by himself. Is that, it's mind no lounge area. If I join you? No response.
I'm going to sit down anyways.
You sit down. You go and kind of flop over and sit down. And there, as you sit down, it's almost like their head follows you as you sit down, goes straight down, and just stares.
Can you tell what race he is?
Go ahead and roll me an analyze.
Okay. I am going to do my, I know my, and it requires using my codex on to scan things to do a plus three of my analyze.
Do you want to do that? If you do that, then you're pulling out your codex and you're scanning him.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to. Okay. Twenty.
The way his neck moves and body moves is almost robotic.
Creepy. So Sin. Maybe.
Are you going to do anything? Anything? You see Azla over in like in a corner, kind of just staring at you guys now.
He's still just staring at me.
Yep.
Maybe this wasn't a good idea.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to stand up.
Okay, you stand up.
And walk away.
You walk away, and they are still staring at you as you walk away. Every time you look back, they are staring at you.
I'm going to go, is there like a bar, a bartender?
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to the bartender.
Okay. You go over to the bartender.
Hey.
Hello.
Slide, I'm like... No, never mind. I'm gonna look at him.
You like, see, he does. He has like a kind of like a uniform on for a core mm-hmm. command, but it's not like armor or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of relaxed, and he's like, "What can I get you?"
I'll take another.
Another
beer, whatever I was drinking. I'll show him my.
Oh, I mean, you can go grab them from the fridge. It's over there.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you know who that person that I was sitting next to was? Is?
Kind of
giving me creepy vibes.
As you look over that way, they're gone.
Fuck me.
And he's like, I wasn't paying attention to who you were sitting next to. They were giving you creepy vibes?
Yeah, never mind. Okay. It is the one person in here that didn't take off his helmet.
And you see Azla comes up to you and is like, hey, did he talk?
No. And they just left. And
I saw them leave.
Should we follow?
I mean, do you want to?
No.
I don't know exactly where they went because they went into the elevator and they kind of left.
It's fine. I'm sure we'll see them again.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, if there's anything... All right, well, I don't know. If we see them again, then maybe next time we follow them.
Okay.
Okay? Or, like, put, like, a tracker on them or something.
They give you creepy vibes, too?
I mean, yeah, obviously. But, like, do you know what you, like... Did you get anything from him? Like
literally?
Any information?
I just think he's a sin, that's all. creepy sin staring at me.
A sin?
With the helmet on, I know.
Okay, well, maybe we can, like, check the ship database, the barricade database, to see all the sins.
Okay.
Okay. And you see the bartender's like, did you want anything, or do you want...
I think I'll hold off for now.
All right. Would you like anything? Commander.
No, I'm good. I'll stick with beer.
All right.
And you see him go over to other people. Like, so.
Did he leave after I walked away? Or once I got to the bar? If you noticed.
I saw him leaving, and then I didn't know if I should follow him, but I kind of started following him. But then I looked over and yes, I saw you at the bar. I didn't want to leave you. So, I mean, it's whatever. Should we go to the med bay and check on?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay.
You guys begin to head out.
As we're walking, I'm going to be like, why do you think you're staring at me like that, with not taking off his helmet? And he seemed like kind of robotic, which is why I thought maybe he was a sin, but...
Maybe... I mean, I wouldn't know. Maybe they're...
Maybe he's just sent from the Grand Admiral to watch me. Or just somebody, I don't know.
Is that something that they would do, or do you think that might be like a counter-command agent?
Well, that could be that too. I don't know. It was just weird.
We should have followed him. I don't know.
And as you guys go up to the door, the door to the elevator opens up. You guys go over to the med bay. And as you guys get to the med bay, you see all the people inside here who have been wounded coming back from missions are all in a different, like, different rooms and stuff. And you see someone sitting behind a desk. It looks like a Yen officer. Like,
hello, can I help you? Yes, we are looking for Enforcer Viking and a Core Light. Enforcer Viking is in room 7B, and a Core Light is currently unavailable. Unavailable. Yes, he is being he's being checked up by one of the head doctors here on the barricade.
In what room?
Currently unavailable.
I glance at Asla.
All right. This is... All right, well, let's go see Viking. Yeah, 7B is right down the hall to the left.
And you guys begin to head down the hall. And she leans over to you. It's like,
I'm getting very, very bad vibes from this whole situation.
Me too.
What should we do? I feel like we need to do something.
Let's see Viking first, and then maybe we can see if he's... Maybe if they haven't found anything, he'll be more inclined to hopefully do the probe, and we can make sure it's done by a core.
if we can get Ikor. Now I feel like we're going to need to rescue him from... I don't know who to trust right now. I wish the Grand Admiral were here.
And you see, continue moving forward over to 7B. And the...
I'd like look at her though and be like, I trust your instincts.
Thank you. The door opens up and you see inside here it's laying down Viken, who's just like he seems like he's drugged up. And you also see this like headpiece on him that's going around his head, and you see a monitor screen that is showing what looks like brain scans. And as Asla comes up, it's like, I don't know if he's awake.
Is Quive in here?
Quive is not in here.
There's no doctor in here?
Not right now, no.
Can I grab, like, the nearest, like, if there's, like, a, you know how they keep, like, a folder or, like, a clipboard of information?
Roll a perception check.
Twenty again?
Mm-hmm. All right. As you go to roll perception check, you look over and you do see a codex over on a little counter inside this chamber. You go over to the codex, and as you go to grab it, I'd like you to roll me a discipline roll check.
Twenty-two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As you go and grab onto this codex, it has a password on it. You need to unlock it if you would like to roll be computers or coding.
Have computers.
Yes, you do have
computers. I don't have coding, is what I meant to say. So I guess I will roll a computers. Twenty-one.
As you go and you begin to kind of try to see if you can figure out the password for this, takes you a few tries. And you're kind of thinking about different codes that might work for this. And as this happens, you go to use one last code and you unlock it. And as you unlock it, everything fades away. And you see your hands... Your talons shift, change. You look up, and you're inside a. You're still inside a medical. A med bay, and you look over, and you see that you're holding on to a codex. And in the bed is, it looks like a yen.
Does it feel like a vision?
It feels like a vision.
Okay, I'm gonna look at the codex. Is there anything on the codex?
As you look down at the codex, you see contact information for one Asma Lanez.
That name sound familiar to me? It does, right?
Roll a lore check. It does.
Uh, 19.
This was from before when you were questioning about the ally to Terax. And apparently his mother was on the
Runic Council
who happened to be Asma Lanez.
With him. Not his
no,
mom.
No, it is his mom.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, that's what, yeah. Because this is a yen, and Asma Lanez is the only yen on the Runic Council. And you remember Terax saying, Washi, you hear it in your mind, you hear it coming out of his mouth. Hold on, Aiko. It'll be all right. And you see he clicks on it as the codex. And you are holding on to the codex. And you see it's unlocked, and you see the stats on Viking.
Wait, what did he say? What did Terax say?
He said, "Hold on, Aiko. It'll be all right."
Aiko's his mom's nickname.
Aiko is the name that for his ally that was there in bed.
Oh,
his
oh.
mom is Asma Lanez.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, I thought you said that was Asma Lanez
when
what the codex said. Okay.
No.
Okay. What does it say about Viking?
It says that he is looking healthy in his brain. And that he just needs rest.
Is Asla looking at me?
Asla's looking at Viking and she seems concerned.
I guess it says here he just needs rest and they didn't find anything.
Should we go and try to see if we could find a core?
Yeah, and I'm going to message Quaif and see where he's at. If that's alright.
Yeah, message him, see where he's at. And we will figure out what's going on.
Message him?
All right, you go. What do you message him? Are you messaging him or are you calling him?
I'll call him.
Okay, you go.
What the fuck?
No answer.
I look at her.
Try calling again.
Okay. Call again. Why is not
you see,
why is he not here?
He pulls out she pulls out her codex and goes to call him.
Can we see his location? Like, do we have our
Yes, Commander? I can't really talk right now. Where are you? I'm in the med bay. Okay. Where in the med bay? We're with Viking right now. I can't talk right now. Come to the lower level.
You think he found a core?
I think so.
Can we, Kate?
As
stealth.
As she looks at you and she looks over at Viken. She's like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Wait, find him.
If he's fine, why is he still drugged up? You think he's, like, recovering? Is everything plugged in and everything?
You said that he needs rest.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
And...
wait. How stealthy can you be?
What?
I'm assuming he got in there using a stealth field.
I can do a distraction if you need me, if need be. You'd probably be better at... well, first we need to figure out how to find this lower level.
Okay. Wait, I'm gonna look at the codex.
Okay, you...
I'm gonna see if I think I have, like, a higher access with this codex.
You look at the codex, it doesn't move anywhere other than Viking stats.
Okay, I'm gonna put it down.
Could you hack into it?
I can try.
Do you have anything to hack into it? No. Do you have a hacking codex?
No, I did. But I traded it for my research codex. I don't.
Damn it. Quive has the hacking codex.
I wonder what made him. How? Okay, let's find him.
All right. You guys head out. Before you head out, you see Asla's like, hold on, Viking. We'll be back. The door opens up. And that's where we're going to end the session. Sorry. I don't want to go too long. But, yeah, next session, you'll try to find the lower level.
Like find a master core. Detectives over here.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And you get your level 8 right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get 15 CP. 15 CP. And thank you all for listening. And if death comes to you,
may you be
reborn in power. End credits. I thank you for listening to The Champion. I hope you enjoyed this entry and are keeping up with the anthology as a whole. Also, if you want to be reborn in yourself, you can subscribe as a Chosen to access Chosen Creation and exclusive Codex entries. Until next time, travelers, be safe, stay safe, and if death comes to you, may you be reborn in power.